Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Taking a page from Terry's book when he was governor and when he'd be governor next time. We're emerging from this pandemic. We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-care.
Did you catch that?
Millions of pre-care.
Welcome, everybody. That was your feckless, fearless leader, Joe Biden. Oh, my gosh. Mumbling at a rally. I'm shocked they let him out, but I do know why they're doing it. They got to make us believe that he's popular. You hear the crowd? Yeah. Compare that to a Trump rally. Wow. Compare that to a baby black Jesus rally in 2008, right? Wow. What a moron. And by the way, there were many instances where Joe Biden, you just sat there scratching your head. But here's what's interesting, most interesting. First of all, there's not a lot of people. I'd say there were, to be honest with you, I couldn't tell because you never know what the media shoots. But there was an instance where Joe Biden's on stage with everybody around him. They're maskless. There are instances in where people, some had masks, some didn't. Joe Biden didn't. He's out kissing babies in the audience. And there's a video of him where he literally, you can see the spittle coming out of his mouth as he's talking to a woman. She's maskless. He's maskless. Now, I'm not going to go all, what if this were Trump? But you know what the media would be saying, just for the record. For the people that say, well, you got to have mandated vaccines, you got to wear these stupid masks, I would go to court and I'd say, look, I don't know how our justice system works. I'm not a lawyer. But I'm going to show you a picture of the guy who wants mask mandates and who wants vaccines. And I'm going to show you him circulating at a rally with no mask and not knowing the vaccination status of other people. I rest my case. And for the record, that's why I rest my case in terms of this whole thing. I'm not doing it. There is no mandate. If you really parse this thing correctly, you can see that this is a government, you know, they're trying to give you all the impressions that this is a legal thing for you to do. Companies, we're issuing a dictate. You better do it, but you really don't have to, but we're kind of urging you to in case we could do something to you. And that's what everybody's afraid of, what could happen. Somebody was talking about this the other day, didn't enlighten me, but I'll just tell you what he said. He was like, are you kidding? And, oh, you know who it was? It was DeSantis. He goes, are you kidding? He goes, let 10, 20% of your workforce walk off and watch what happens. You will stop mandates in an instant. You'll be like, oh, okay. Look at Southwest Airlines. Oh, you know, we're going to probably get the shot. And the people go, oh, really? Okay. All right. Let's see how that works out for you. You know, it's funny to me. People, why don't you just stand up for yourselves? It really is that simple. It's as simple as saying, you know what? You're not going to push me around. It's that simple. Look, bullies, I could just go to tell you guys so many stories. But the first story of me recognizing bullying, I'm going back a lot of years, and I've told this story before. I was in the second grade. We were riding the bus somewhere on a field trip. My best buddy was a guy named Roland. He was a big kid. I mean, Roland was the size of a fifth grader. And let me put it to you this way. Roland was probably 5'4", 160 pounds in the second grade. He was big. And this third grader, who was smaller than I was, and I was, you know, no great shakes, but he was smaller than I was, and he's bullying Roland, like, yeah, man, you blah, 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 and he's doing that cool black thing, and Roland was, like, taking it, and I'm looking at this little dude going, man, yeah, you know, I still had that, I'm a second grader, he's a third grader mentality, but there was a part of me that went, man, I could take this dude. I mean, I'm not lying. There was a part of me that was saying this, and I think I could have. But anyway, Roland is completely kowtowed. And I look at Roland, and I remember saying, Roland, you're so much bigger than this guy. Why are you? And Roland says to me, well, I mean, he's a third grader. And I just remember thinking, this, I'm telling you guys, as God is my witness, I remember saying to myself in that moment, wow, I'm never going to be bullied like that. Never. You're going to have to fight me. You're going to have to try me. I'll tell you guys another story. Y'all will like this. Because when I was in the second grade at Tynan Elementary School, my cousin, Peppy, and one of his friends, I forget the kid's name, but I was coming up one day. I don't even know what prompted it. Probably because, you know, I was a pretty mean-spirited little kid. I mean, you know how you do things as a kid and you don't know if you're making people mad or whatever. I was one of those kids. I just did stuff. Well, anyway, my cousin, who was in the third grade, and his best friend, and I can't remember his friend's name, they decided when I came home from school that day, they were going to jump me. Now, I was scared because it was two of them, and they were third graders. So I'm headed. They told me, we're going to beat you up after school. I was like, what for? But it didn't even matter. I was like, y'all going to beat me up. And they were serious. So I was like, okay. So I started, man, the bell rang. Whew, I was hoofing it. I was going to get out of there. And so there's this little bridge that you have to cross over. Before you go, you know, it's like a running stream underneath the bridge. And you have to cross over. And I was about halfway home when you get to the bridge. And I'm walking with my books. And I'm looking back. And what did I do when I look back? I look forward. And there they were. They were on the bridge like a couple of trolls. Pay the toll, Kev. And so I remember them sort of circling like they were going to fight. And at that point, God is my witness, I just said to myself, okay, you got to fight. So as soon as I got up close enough to Peppy, who's my cousin, my actual cousin, I don't know why he wants to beat me up, but as soon as I got up close enough to him, boom, I just popped him in his face and he started crying. And then the other one came up and he was in such shock that I popped him. And I hit both of them one time each, bloodied their noses, picked up my books and said, yeah, y'all, what you gonna do tomorrow when I walk home? You know, now I got all cocky. But I popped Peppy so fast. I didn't pop him, I just popped him. But I popped Peppy in his face so fast and bloodied his nose. And then his buddy came up and I beat up two third graders in the same day. Well, how long do you think it took the school to find out, oh, that's a bad little dude? But let me tell you what happened to me. I said, in that moment, not only am I not going to be bullied, when it's fight or flight, it's going to be fight. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Anyway, I start off this show today talking about Biden maskless at a rally, and you needing to just understand that these people think they can pull the rules whenever they want. Joe Biden, remember the when he was on the campaign trail, always the mask, he'd forget it at the podium, he'd go get it, he had it in his pocket, and he's at a rally, he's maskless. They're dancing on stage, maskless. But the rules don't apply to them. They only apply to you. Well, only if you let them. You can decide the rules. These are not rules I'm going to follow. There are unrighteous things where good people go, that's it. You're not getting anything out of me. And I gave you the fight or flight. Well, I'm a fighter. Pure and simple. Anyway, I was looking at the different stories that are going on. Can I just read some headlines for you? Students in Loudoun County walk out in mass protest because you guys heard there was a rape, apparently a gang rape of a girl at a high school or at a school in Loudoun County. Then WAPO did a story on it, and the title for this particular thing says WAPO story on bathroom rape looks like victim shaming, which I'm not surprised because they want to protect academia. Law firm linked to Terry McAuliffe is fighting the Virginia student who said she was gang raped in a Fairfax County, Virginia school. These are just the first three things that I see. Another one. Want to see your kid's curriculum in Loudoun County? You got to sign an NDA. I'm just giving you a few things. And then Bidenflation, which, of course, we're going to talk about today, which has to do with Thanksgiving. And on and on. Another one. CDC opens up the door to a fourth COVID shot. There's not enough of them. I guess there's not enough companies manufacturing it or whatever. Or maybe one of them finally got it right. I don't know. But they opened it up to a fourth. Here's one. I love this one. Hawaii using robot dogs to patrol homeless camps for COVID-infected people. So they're looking for folks. Speaking of which, pardon me, I was looking at some things on the Wu Flu, and they are charging people more money for their insurance at United and some companies. There are other places saying you're going to pay more if you don't have the shot. And it harkened me back to with this vax, unvax campaign, and I hope you guys support this. But because we're going to go back to what they did to disenfranchise black people. This is what they're doing to disenfranchise the unvaxxed, the people who are normal. If you were asked me, and again, I don't care if you have a vaccination, but these are people who are still getting sick. They're supposedly are the super spreaders. If you look at some of the data, everything I read, they're the ones infecting people. Every time people, the higher the vaccination rate, the more people get COVID. So, you know, we've got this whole situation brewing between vax and unvax, and now they want to tax you. They essentially say, we're going to take away your job. We're going to take away your ability to eat. We're going to take away your ability to move around. Oh, and by the way, we're going to tax you. See, that's what they did to black folks. They called it a poll tax. In order to disenfranchise you, they said, you got to have this poll tax. You got to pay it. I remember my grandparents having to go down and pay. Oh, come on, Ernest. We got to hurry up and get down and pay the poll tax so we could vote. That was what my grandmother would say. I didn't know. Finally, one day I asked her, I said, Mother, what's a poll tax? She said, well, baby, that's a tax you pay so you can vote. I was like, oh, okay. So they go pay the poll tax. So you're going to have to pay an unvaxxed tax. That's what you're paying when you pay this extra money. Now, people are going to lose it in a lawsuit, and I hope they do. I hope it's a class action lawsuit. But it got me thinking, what if, let's push it. Let's tell the Democrats, hey, I tell you what, don't let the unvaxxed vote. See, that's where they're headed, but they won't say it. Because if they say that, they'll tip you to the game. But they don't want you to vote. They don't want you to have any say. Because now there's a real separation. The people who say, I'm not getting the vaccination, they know that we are the ones that are very open to the idea that government doesn't always tell us the truth. So now it isn't just about black and white. See, once they got black people on the page, it was like, okay, you can take away the colored section and all that. We got black folks stupid enough where they're going to vote for us. But there's a faction of people that they are not going to ever get to support them, and it's people like me. See, because I've been tipped off to the game. I understand government is not my friend. Government is not trying to act in my best interest. Quite the contrary. Government is not about the communal good. Government is about people who seek power and seek fortune, and they seek it at the behest of others. That's it. I know there are some one or two people that go there and go, ooh, I'm going to try to do some good. I get it. It starts out that way. Sadly, it just doesn't end up that way. So as I look at these titles of these articles, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, okay, so here's one that we'll talk more about it. Because Elon, this is the headline. Elon Musk speaks out against Dems' plan to confiscate, quote, unrealized profits. I want you to understand, the Democrats are so devious in their pursuit of wealth that let's say you go out today and you buy a stock for $1,000. And then that stock goes up to $2,000. Now it's a stock. You don't know what your profit is. You have paper profit. You don't have profit. You have paper profit. So the stock goes up to 2,000. If at the end of the year that you have $1,000 of profit, they want you to pay capital gains on your theoretical profit. The next day, January the 1st, that stock drops to $500 and you've lost money. Well, what do you think happens? You think the IRS is going to give you your money back? Of course not. So they want to play around with unrealized profits. So if you've got a house and you bought it for $500,000 and it appraises for $1 million, you've got a capital gain, whether you like it or not. I mean, I just want you to understand how ridiculous it is. Nothing has a value until it is actually sold to somebody else who then accepts the perceived value. But these people are so devious that they want to tax you for money that you haven't even, quote, realized. Look, I've been on paper worth a lot of money. I don't want to tell this story about a buddy of mine, but we were watching the stock market at my house, and it dropped 600 points in a day. And he probably lost, and I'm guessing he's a wealthy guy, but he's not super wealthy. But he probably lost $50,000 watching that stock market drop that day. I have friends that lost a lot more than that. And he was in a panic. Now, here's the deal. It wasn't even his money. He was losing fictitious money. Because this has been, accumulated over 40 plus years. So he's watching this thing drop and he's yelling, "Stop it!" It's like that scene from Trading Places, "Sell! Sell!" But I swear I thought he's going to have a heart attack. You know who I'm talking about. I know you listen to the show. But anyway, it was fake profit, but he was definitely feeling it. But it wasn't real yet. Sit tight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before heading off to Rome, President Biden is pushing hard for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs,
grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamped framework in a White House speech covering $1.75 trillion in new spending, Biden calling it an historic economic deal. Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims keep falling. They dropped to just 281,000 last week. That's the fewest since March 14th of last year, right before the economy shut down. The biggest increases in claims were in states like California, Tennessee, and Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland testified Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, facing questions about his memo directing the FBI to investigate parents who threaten school board members. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley had a chance to question Garland at the hearing. He tells Fox News the AG's memo has served to intimidate parents from speaking their mind.
They've got every right to go to a school board meeting and say, hey, I don't want my kids taught critical race theory. I don't want my kids forced into mask mandates that aren't right for them or vaccine mandates that aren't good for them. I don't want, they can express their opinion on anything.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, this situation with Biden is sick. It's so funny to me that the left are trying to protect this clown, and we're in the midst of one of the worst inflationary periods in American history. And I know it's not being reflected. It isn't like the Carter years where you're waiting in line for gas, etc. Don't, you know, be careful. Be careful. That could come. I don't want to wish it on us because I remember it and it wasn't fun. And but you're watching the price of gasoline go through the roof. Soon, you know, these the northeast and northern states are going to be dealing with heating oil issues through the roof. People without jobs. Many of them don't even want to work. And I could go on. And they're still looking for some silver lining for Joe Biden. Good luck with that, Democrats. Welcome back, everybody. They're calling this the most expensive Thanksgiving in history. Here's what this article says. It was in Zero Hedge. It says, Thanksgiving Day, an annual holiday for the U.S., began as a way to celebrate the harvest and other blessings of the past year. Nowadays, people celebrate the holiday with massive feasts and watch football. Think about, let me just stop there for just a second. Thanksgiving, for me, was an amazing time, and I want to reflect a little bit, and I bet many of you feel the same. We had the turkey bowl at our house every year. Usually we did it with family. It wasn't at our house because we were in the country, but at somebody's house, like my cousins generally, because they had the big one of the bigger families. But we'd go there, and everybody would bring something. We'd cook the turkey, etc. And then we had the turkey bowl. At the end of it all, we'd watch a little football. There were two games that came on, or the early game and the late game on Thanksgiving, even though it was a Thursday. There were two games that got played. And I want to say the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions, I'm not sure who they played, but I think they almost always played on Thanksgiving. And as a Texas kid, I enjoyed that. But we would go out and play. All the guys would get together in the family, and we'd go out and we'd play the turkey bowl. And it was so much fun. I just remember it was a big meal and football and family fellowship. It just had such a great feeling for me. Thanksgiving this year has none of that. Football is gone. You guys know. And for the record, football for me has been gone for more than a decade. But over the last 5 years with the Kaepernick stuff, football what used to be a mainstay for me every Thanksgiving, I don't even do. Now, that's not bad enough. Now, we have the price of food going through the roof. And look, is it going to impact me? If me paying 27% more for my turkey, is it going to stop me? No. But it is going to interrupt other people, that are on fixed incomes and things like that. So these guys, they go on to say this. Nowadays, but one thing consumers won't be giving thanks to this year is soaring food inflation that can make Thanksgiving 2021 one of the most expensive on record. When you go to the grocery store and it feels more expensive, that's because it is. Veronica Nye, senior economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, told CBS News. She said food prices in 2021 jumped 3.7% versus a 20-year average of 2.4%. For the record, I don't believe that number. I think that number is much higher. Turkeys and all the trimmings will cost 4 to 5% more than a year ago. Rising food prices have been an ongoing issue since the beginning of the scamdemic, as disrupted supply chains and adverse weather conditions around the world made supplies of crops dwindle. This is such nonsense. Global food prices are at fresh decade highs and have begun to hit wallets of consumers. September's consumer price index for food was up 4.6%. From a year ago, prices for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs were up the most, soaring more than 10%. The rise in food prices has spooked the Biden administration. Now, I've said this before. The reason why Biden and his team better be spooked is because these are the things that people feel, and they feel it immediately. There's no sugarcoating it. Trump, I pay less. Biden, I pay more. I went to the gas pump the other day. I have to put premium fuel in my cars. I haven't paid over $4 a gallon for gas, and I can't even remember when. It's probably during the time of Obama. And I was paying. I went to fill up because I was literally bone dry, and I went, whoa, $4.16. Now, for me, I was in shower like, what? But it's $7 and change in California, approaching $8. We talked about it the other day. And in somewhere, it was $7. If gas prices hit $7, I will be livid. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the minute I filled up my car, it was $73 and change, like $73.40, to fill up my car. Most I've ever put in my car that I can recall. And the first thing I thought was, wow, just my kid the other day, he said to me, hey, Dad, can you take us up to blah, blah, blah to get something? And it was three. He was having a sleepover for some of his buddies. And I didn't think about, well, what did it cost me to take him up there? Like, is it 20 miles away and my car gets 20 miles to the gallon? So there and back is going to cost me $6 at $3 a gallon. Let me tell you, the first thing that happened when I got in my car after paying $4.16 for gas was I thought to myself, I really got to start thinking about how much traveling we do. I got to start routing things out. Now, I'm not poor. I'm certainly not rich, but I'm not poor. But I'm on a budget. And, you know, I got to look at these numbers. I'm telling you, it was the first time in a long time. If gas was $7 a gallon, oh, I'd be plotting things. I would have a grid of the city. You know, I'd say, no, I need a paper map. And I'd be mapping things out. Well, okay, I'll go over here to Walmart only one day a week. Because I'm the type of person, I don't like the grocery shop and get $300 worth of food, which, by the way, is only one bag full these days. But I like to go and just get what I need when I need it. I don't like having a bunch of stuff there. You know, I want it fresh because I eat a lot of fresh stuff. Not that you guys need to know all my business up in here, but I like fresh stuff. I want to make a salad. I want to make it that day. I want the lettuce, you know, because it's already been sitting there. It's been sitting there for days before it even gets to the supermarket. They're not vine ripening this stuff. They're taking it off. They take a tomato off the vine green, and then by the time it gets to you, it has a little bit of redness. A vine-ripened tomato is like eating a watermelon, okay? So that's why I like to go at the very end, because I can pick and see which one's the most ripened, and that's the way I cook. But shoot, that number of trips to the grocery store can cost some money. So I'm going, I don't know if I'm going to do that anymore. I got to measure everything. My kids' practice is 45 minutes each way, which means it's about 50 miles. So it's, essentially 4 gallons of gas going and coming. So every time I take this kid, he's broke his hand, so he hasn't been to practice. It's saving me money. But every time I take this kid to practice, it's at $4 a gallon, it's $16. Every time I take this kid to practice. That's insane. So, yes, I'm feeling it. And I'm going to tell you, I know if I'm feeling it, then there's a lot of other people that are going, shoot, man, this is crazy. So they want to tell us what the reason for this inflation. Several factors contribute to food inflation, including supply chain snarls, high transportation costs, and labor shortages. Okay, well, let's just think back for just a second. Under President Trump, before the coup, did we have any of these things? Short answer, no. So they go on. Agriculture is like everybody else. It's impacted by supply constraints. She said 10% of food costs only come from farming, while the rest, 90%, are trucking, wages, distribution, and warehousing. They go on. Besides soaring food costs, consumers may experience widespread supply chain challenges that could make certain food items critical for Turkey Day harder or impossible to find. Now, here's the other thing I was telling people. What Biden's trying to do is they want to scare you into this false oversupply. And that will keep the finger in the dike for just a little bit. Sorry for the double entendre. But as soon as, when people go, okay, I have enough, it's kind of like toilet paper. I haven't bought toilet paper in months because I had such a stockpile. So at some point, the supply chain, it corrects, because people go, how much canned food could I buy in preparation for what was due to come? So Biden's only, he's putting off what the bad news. Now, what will happen is, because of oversupply, things will go down, and he'll try to, look, I brought all the prices down. Okay, so gasoline goes from $5 a gallon on average down to $3.70 on average, and you feel better, but it's still a lot higher than Trump. Now, if they can ride that wave properly, maybe they do okay. I don't think it's going to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, the irony. Thanksgiving could be more scary than Halloween for many Americans. Those prices. People, yeah, we tried to have a turkey this year, but we had to settle for Cornish hens. For those of you who don't know, a Cornish hen is a little bitty version of a turkey. In fact, it's a little bitty version of a chicken. Well, they call that thing a turkey. Like a turkey. Oh, yeah, a turkey, a duck, and a chicken. A turducken? Is that it? Yeah, turducken. Well, how do you do? So, what if you had a turkey, a duck, a chicken and a Cornish hen, or a turduckernish, a turduckernish. Glad you guys are here. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we've been, for many years, we tried to figure out what we are, because people want to support me. Kevin, want to donate to you, especially on our charitable side. And because we have a nonprofit, we have two nonprofits, one that's seeking educational excellence and another that is the Black Sphere Alliance, which is a donor advised fund that's now, we are managed by the National Christian Fund, which is a 501c3. So you can donate to me through charity if you want to give big dollars. And our mission, and we just figured this out, our mission is education. Because people would ask me, Kevin, what do you do? Well, we make movies, and I write snarky blogs, and then I'm a TV pundit and, radio show host, and you're all in there. They're like, whoa, hey, hold on a minute, hold on. I just know you from your book, Well, I do a lot more. What we are is we're an education group. We educate. And when I say educate, we educate with no political bias in mind, nothing. We educate on the truth. And our truth may be different than your truth, but that's what we do. And so now we've figured it out that whether it's making a movie, Bleeding Blue, about policing in America, we told the truth. By the way, I told you guys, I saw my film again the other week in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've probably seen it no less than 40 times. And that film is absolutely spectacular in every way. I see that work and I think to myself, way to go, KJ. Kenny Latimer, what a job Kenny did on this film. What a job the Siegel brothers did in putting this thing together. Brett Siegel, who did the score, this kid should be working in Hollywood doing it. That score, if I were Michael Moore doing an anti-cop film that was like that, I'm telling you, I would have won major awards in Hollywood for that documentary. I'm not telling you this because it's my baby, and then my baby's beautiful, and don't you dare tell me my baby's ugly. I'm telling you this because it is a thing of beauty. People love this film. And they gave me two standing ovations, not one, but two. I'll get Shakespearean on you if necessary. Anyway, they gave me two standing ovations, one when the movie ended, and one when I went up to do Q&A. They were like, bravo, bravo. But anyway, the point is, we're about education. If I'm telling you about Bidenflation, and I'm warning you that, here's what could happen and here's how it's going to work, it's meant to educate. It's not, if you're a leftist, listen to me, because you're going to get educated. You want to talk about race relations? I'm happy to talk about them. Alec Baldwin? I'll give you the craziness of Alec Baldwin, which we will be doing more on that in a bit. I'll educate you on the craziness of what's happening and the bigger issues surrounding the things that you talk about. It was funny. We were having an editorial meeting the other day. I was talking with my editor. And I said, look, we have this massive thing where we take all the headlines and we put them all together and we say, okay, wait, think. And she's kind of, Kevin, this story strikes me. I go, what's the angle? Like, see, it might be Biden polling. I go, well, what's the angle? We know Biden's polling low. Is it based on last year, this year? Give me something besides, hey, people, the Biden's polling and poll numbers are continuing to drop. That doesn't educate you. I want you to understand why. I want to put it into the context of they were never high. They've always been there. Biden's been dropping from a low since he got into office. Now, think about this. You've got to cover up that Biden was never high. How do you go, oh, he was at 56%, and now he's at 32? How do you do that? Because that was going to always be their problem. If you start something at an artificial high, what is its value now? If they had started out and said, look, Biden, he limped into the presidency. Worst presidential numbers ever. And then they drop. you go, well, you know, he's had a slight drop. He's trying to find his sea legs. But when you try to tout him out as being, he was the most popular president ever. He had 81 million votes. And then Biden goes, I got 81 million votes. That's what they tell me. I'm the, really the best pre. I got the most votes of any pre. What was that, huh? Huh, doctor? I'm sorry, Dr. Jill's calling. Oh, she's so sweet, isn't she? Stand up there, vet. Oh, I'm sorry, you're paralyzed. Yeah. Anyway, about Bo. Bo was the good son. Bo, yeah, I had hairy legs. The kids used to like to play with him in the sun. Yeah, and that corn pop. You know what I'm saying? Your dog-faced pony soldier. I think you understand what I'm telling you. So Biden's numbers, if they've gone from, okay, they're low, and they've dropped, you could at least go, well, you know, it's kind of expected. He didn't come in super, you know, high. Whatever. But when you got to sell this lie, people are going, wow, what a drop. And that said nobody, by the way. We get it. So this, you know, I wish, and I was having this discussion with a very learned individual, and I said, here's what I think people want. And y'all tell me if I'm wrong on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Tell me if I'm wrong. Don't you just want truth? I mean, look, if you work at a company and they're talking about cutting shifts or cutting your hours or whatever, and then your supervisor goes, no, there's nothing to worry about. We're just doing this as, you know, as a precautionary measure, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, wait a minute. You don't cut shifts and cut time and, you know, try to negotiate lower labor rates, whatever, if you're just trying to shore things up. What's going on? Well, you find out, if you're smart, they don't have the orders. Or they got rejected. They lost the contract. Whatever. How about you just come out and you say, look, guys, we lost the contract. We bid on a major contract. We've got word we're not going to win it. But you know why they don't do it? Well, these people could leave. We could lose this, that, and the other. What do you think's going to happen? Just think about what the lie does. I don't have to tell you this. I mean, look at it in relationships and with your children or whatever. So Joe Biden, the biggest liar in presidential history, bar none. Bar none. Look, Barack Obama was a piece of crap president. He absolutely was. And he lied through his teeth. He looks like a choir boy compared to Joe Biden. Joe Biden lies for sport. Still lying. Civil rights. When I was championing civil rights back when I was 6 years old, I started early. Yeah. I was working with black pastors in black neighborhoods, telling them, you don't need to wear a condom, boy. Girl, stop with letting these toxically masculine black men take advantage of you. You can say no. I mean, Joe Biden has uttered some of the most stupid things out of his mouth, and he sits at the throne. Ay, ay, ay. Now he wants you masked up and shot up. He might as well just, why don't you just sex traffic all of America and shoot us up with some heroin and send us over into, you know, third world nations and make us sex slaves? Because it seems like that's what he wants. He wants us to all be zombies. Follow the rules. I set the rules. I mean, I equate this dude to Idi Amin with raging syphilis. His brain is gone. And you don't know what he's going to say. You don't know what he's going to do. As he said before, they don't like me even to talk to the press because, you know, hey, these people want me to answer questions. And Psaki actually had the nerve the other day to say, yeah, well, the president, he answers quite a few questions every week. Wow. Well, thanks. I appreciate him. We should feel honored that he would dare answer questions for his adoring 81 million voter public. I got to tell you, one of the biggest surprises for me, and I'm going to be up front with you guys, is the fact that Terry McAuliffe actually has Biden to come campaign for him in Virginia. This is a tight race. I just find it interesting. You know what it could have been? We're talking about it. You're not talking about his opponent, so at least it's giving him name recognition.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.